Welcome to Political Bomb Show. Ray Dog here. Today's show brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. This story is going to be about another alcoholic beverage company. But this time, they're trying to get ahead of the problem. They have realized and saw, since we're on YouTube, I'm forced to say Mr. Mulvaney debacle with Bud Light. So therefore, they're trying to disavow any association with an activist. Well, I guess you can consider the person an activist. The Transformer. Well, it's brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. And look at this hot new t-shirt. Now, they always make up names for us. They call us transphobic, homophobic, and every racism and transism and all that stuff. Well, I decided, oh, you a straight person, and you are sick of all the straight bashing. Why not show them that you are proud of being straight and get a straightophobic shirt? T-shirt. Love that. Look how beautiful it is. It comes in different colors. Black. You have a maroon, blue, green, and purple. They all look good. So go ahead on over to politicalbombshow.com. Click on Political Bomb Show Store and get one now here. All right, let's get into this. Let's just get into this right away, straight away. So, I don't drink alcohol anymore, so it doesn't really bother me or affect me in the least. But there's many of us who still drink alcoholic beverages. If you're one of those persons, which was hilarious, by the way, there was a Red Sox game, and there were TikTok videos popping up where no one, and the stadium was full, by the way. They showed how filled up the stadium was. I mean, no one was in line. Not one person bought a Bud Light, which is hilarious to me. They're living on a double-edged sword right now, Anheuser-Busch, because they came out and they disavow the Mr. Mulvaney situation, saying it was not a campaign. It was a one-off and one can, but it's not going to work. You know why that's not going to work? It's not genuine. Because if this was all true, I mean, how many days has passed? I want to say 30-something days. Over a month has passed, and you are only now coming up with this excuse? If that was a fact and that was true, days later after the debacle, or even a week tops, you would have already put a statement out via social media that this was not a campaign by your company. So don't give us the hogwash. It's not working. This snowball has rolled into an avalanche, my friends, and you are not going to buy your way out of it, and you're not going to certainly talk your way out of it. Even if you apologize now, it will be disingenuous, so no one cares. You need to change the whole entire name of the Bud Light brand. And while you're at it, why don't you change the taste of it? Because it tastes like water. Nonetheless, let's continue here. Big alcohol brand denies partnership with drag queen and radical trans. So I was right. It is an activist. And radical trans activists removed from Texas Capitol. A major alcoholic beverage, and that's smart, by the way, to disavow it immediately. So you are not canceled. But a major alcoholic beverage brand denies that it has partnered with a drag queen and radical transgender activist in a sign that the fierce backlash after the Bud Light hooked up with the trans TikToker, Mr. Mulvaney, may have spooked the industry's execs. Spooky, 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 spooky. I know who's spooky. Mulvaney. Word began to spread that the popular Smirnoff vodka brand could be next. You're next. You remember Goldberg? Who's next? You're next. Could be next in line for boycotts after a biological male dragster who goes by the name of Maxine LaQueen featured the tag paid partnership with Smirnoff on a number of recent Instagram posts, leading many to believe that the company had hired a person who is alleged to have exposed himself to young children and was forcibly removed by police during the transurrection at the Texas State Capitol. Meet the face of hashtag Smirnoff USA radical trans activist who participated in an illegal insurrection in Texas State House this week and flashed his backside and genitals in front of teenage children and women, tweeted a detransitioner, Ollie London, a prominent voice in the battle against groomers and the transgender cult. And there you see Ollie London tweet. They tweeted that. And you can see the pictures and the backside, but they blocked it out. No one wants to see that. It's gross. He also testified in opposition to SB 14 against a ban on children genital surgeries. Of course, why would he not oppose it? He's a creep. He campaigns for children, yet his Twitter is littered with horrifying explicit content, London added. Is this person someone who should be the face of a vodka brand? Hashtag SB14. In an email to Fox News Digital, the company denied that it had a current working relationship with the trans exhibitionist. Of course they're going to deny it. They're scared to death. They're seeing what's going on. They're about to go out of business. But if they are lying, it's lie will catch up with you. If you're lying and you partner with this person, it's going to catch up to you, and you're going to go broke anyway. Get woke, go broke. Smirnoff has denied having any current working relationship with LaQueen. In an email to Fox News Digital, a representative said LaQueen is not currently a Smirnoff partner. Keyword is not currently, but was Smirnoff a representative before, and does not currently have any contract with Smirnoff. So you see, they keep saying currently, so I am leads me to believe that in the past, LaQueen did. The representative said, was one of the participants in a promotional campaign in the fall of 2022, but not in 2023, the outlet reported. It's certainly understandable why Smirnoff would want to keep its distance in the current environment, considering Bud Light's problems, and especially from the individual in question who was hauled off by police during the protest in Austin, exposing himself in the process. LaQueen posted a video to social media blaming the police for the flashing of his testicles and rear end during Tuesday's Texas fracas. And so Ollie London again tweeted here, the trans activist who exposed his testicles and backside in the Texas Capitol is now claiming the police were responsible for his incident exposing him. It was an accident that happened after DPS tried to forcibly remove me from the house. Drag queen Maxine LaQueen. I don't want to see or listen to them. I just don't. I'm not gonna spare you and spare myself. While Smirnoff is denying that it has a current paid relationship with La Queen, Twitter users didn't get the message and served up their takes on the partnership that the company insisted does not exist. One such Twitter person says, "Hey, just in, Smirnoff Vodka has partnered with a trans woman who was recently removed from Texas Capitol by police for inciting an insurrection over the trans bill. Would you still drink Smirnoff?" And they made some they put Smirnoff in the LGBTQ color flags there. Smirnoff, the Bud Light of vodka, someone else said, and just like that, Smirnoff joins Bud Light on my S list. And Ollie's quiet, the Twitter person here, tweets again, "Meet the face of Smirnoff USA," and they show a picture of that gross person there. Someone else, Dr. Feline, says here, "Bud Light, that didn't go as planned. Smirnoff, hold my beer." Another one said here, "Who is advertising these high-profile companies? Who's advising them? Woke people is advising them." Another person, "So I guess we're all boycotting Smirnoff now. So let me get this straight. There are people who actually drink Smirnoff. You can strip paint with that swill. Good thing I grew up and stopped drinking Smirnoff. That stuff makes me sick as a dog. Hey, leave the dogs alone. Leave the dogs out of this." And you got a little meme here from Milan's Memes. It says, "You gotta drink a lot of this," and it's a picture of Smirnoff, and then to the left, "To think this looks like a woman." Absolutely. I have a t-shirt. Let's see. Where is it? I have to bring that t-shirt up now. Now that meme just reminded me of a t-shirt. One of our new t-shirts that we have here, which is great. Let's find it. Where is it? Here we go. I like this one. "Hey, Mr. Mulvaney, tell me what you think of this design here. Tell me what you think of this, Mr. Mulvaney. Would you like us to send you one? Would you rock this? Mr. Man, it's a sports bra. Mr. Man, go on and get your Mr. Man on the front there and Mr. Man along the back. Mr. Man comes in black, hot pink, lime green, orange, and red. Go on to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bombshow Store, and get your Mr. Man. Get your Mr. Man." I just had to go there. Okay, let's get back to the story. I know, a little shameless plug there, but the meme reminded me of that awesome thing there. "According to a recent report, Bud Light sales have plummeted a whopping 26% since the flawed thinking of a woke Harvard educated marketing exec who decided the brand needed a reboot of its fratty image." Remember her saying that? "Yeah, where are you now? Oh yeah, that's right. You're what did they call it? They didn't call it firing. They called it I can't remember. Leave of absence? Yeah, leave of fire. These people get what they deserve. You can't feel bad for companies who are this stupid to do such things to themselves. It's just ridiculous. Nonetheless, if you are a company and you are thinking about entertaining the fact that you want to introduce your audience, or you want to expand the to a different drinking group here, younger drinking group. For you have to realize that who you're targeting, how can I put it nice, they don't have money, they're not going out and drinking anything. Some of them are not even of legal age to drink. So if you want to doorway your existing audience and end up like Bud Light, which, by the way, that 26% is not really showing the true picture. Next quarter, you'll see the actual true picture. And the boycott isn't slowing down, and I hope it doesn't slow down. I'm not wishing bad on anyone being a Christian, but sometimes things happen for a reason, and maybe this'll let other brands know that you're not going to push your woke garbage on the rest of us, especially when it comes to beer. When it comes to beer and football games, basketball games, what have you, or even the blue-collar workers, we're the ones, or when I say we, I don't drink anymore, but I'm saying in general, we are the ones that's buying your product. And if you want to spit in our face and expect us to still drink your product and support and buy it, you must be out your mind. This is the most effective boycott to date that I've ever seen in my lifetime. And it's coming from, wouldn't you know, the right, which is very bittersweet to me, because mostly these boycotts come from the left. Generally speaking, conservative, we don't boycott. We just normally will lash out about something, but we don't normally encourage boycotts. But I'm glad that this one has happened, and I'm glad that it continues on. And if they go out of business, like the Hodge twins, one of them said, I forgot if it was Keith or the other one, but saying, I hope they go out of business. I don't want to hope that, but hey, if it happens, I'm not going to cry a raver. So, anyway, go on and get your straightophobic t-shirt. They're always talking about the straight people. They always put us down. So why not say, you know what? You're straightophobic. Rock this straightophobic t-shirt. Go to politicalbombshow.com. Click on Political Bombshow Store and grab you one. Until the next one, peace out. Until the next one.